Okay, Shalom Aleichem, welcome in. We pick up today a bit of the way into the third perek of Masechta Yesharim. In the Safari edition, we're picking up at paragraph Zion, right, where the Ramchal is about to quote a Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. Let's remember where we were at last week, and then we will surge forward. In the second perek, the Ramchal had introduced us to the first great stage, first great step in a project of growth, that is a hero's thoughtful, contemplative, thoughtful approach to life. And Paragim Ramchal begins to introduce us to the ins and outs of how exactly to make this practical. And we began the third paragraph last week, and we saw so far two pairs of ideas that Ramchal uses to begin to flesh out what the hero's could actually look like. We saw pair number one was a pair of questions, a pair of hashkafos, as we called them, and pair number two was a pair of contexts. The contexts, the questions were to ask oneself about the ideal and the real, to ask what I'd be doing in different situations, was the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted me, as well as the real, what am I actually doing, and to compare those two. The pair of contexts that Ramchal had sketched for us, the second pair. The pair of contexts was really two different types of activities, but both we might have thought of very unlike each other. Ramchal sees them both as expressions of the heroes. One was decision making, rational, spiritually enlightened decision making, that he calls the heroes b'shas masa, the heroes in the time of action, to act, not just thoughtlessly, but with deliberation, to actually make things through my decisions, and specifically to think them through the Mosnezos idea, to think them through using the eternal values that Rosh Hashanah has for us as our decision-making guide, as our scale of reference, our decision-making heuristic. That was one type of context, the Yiras B'Shas Masa. The Yiras Shalom B'Shas Masa is what we use for just Cheshbon Nefesh. To the retrospective of looking back, sitting down every day, every week, every month, and taking stock of where I've been, looking back at some of the decisions I've made over the last period of time, some actions I've taken or not taken, and to ask myself what I have done and what did I do. The ideal and the real. The two hashkafos. So those are the two pairs of how taught us about so far. A pair of questions and a pair of contexts. Now we pick up with the third of the three pairs, which Ramchal opens Paragimel. The Davar Zeh Hodi'unu Chazal. If you're joining right now, perfect moment. We're up to paragraph Zion of Paragimel, where the Ramchal quotes the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. Davar Zeh, this idea that Cheshbon Nefesh is so critically important, that taking stock and carving out time to think and to rechart my course, so critically important. And that's a Gemara in Erev, he says. No'ochlo la'adam shlo nivra yosem ha'shinivra. It would have been, I think the best translations would have been easier to have been not created than to be created. Ye'achshav shinivra yifash peish b'masav. But now that we, because Baruch Hu chose to create us, we need to check our masav. Ikad ami yamashmesh masav. Should again, sounds like check, feel, test our, take stock of our actions. So number one, the latter half, the safe of this brisa, we have to be the fash peish of the mashmesh. Clearly you see he's saying, if we're created, then one of the most basic instructions is to do Cheshbon Nefesh, to check our masav. That's why Ramchal is ostensibly calling this Gemara. Now, before we get into greater detail about the Seifa, which he's about to do, just a word about the Resha. No'ochol adam shal nivra yosem shenivra. It would have been more noach for man to not be created than to be created. What does that mean? It certainly does not mean that we see our life in Olam Hazeh as a negative thing. See as a great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we hear. That's why I said before, I think the best way to translate this is literally, no'ochol adam would have been easier. And I think this harks back to what we spoke about in the first part, that the ultimate path of Sabriya Gilu Hayicha, the awareness of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the unimaginable pleasure that will flow from that, that ultimate goal, the ultimate telos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria is going to be realized in Olam Haba. And he could have created us and put us straight to Olam Haba, and that would be Noach Lo. I think what the Gemara is saying is, would have been easier, would have been simpler, to not have to be go through the Olam Nisayon, to just be moved forward straight into Olam Haba, into the pure tanag of Olam Haba. That would have been a lot simpler for us. It was the Chasdo V'tuvo, as we began to explore in the first pack of Masil Susharim, and with the Monday afternoon shiur of giving, exploring our Amuna, in Das Tunos, Ramchal there spends a lot more time focused on this notion, that it's ultimately a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are here. We will enjoy Olam Haba that much more by having the opportunity to earn it, to create it through the challenges and the complexity of Olam Hazeh. To use a terminology that Eli Melch Goldberg of Detroit coined, perfect God created imperfect world perfectly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Olam Hazeh specifically with imperfections, as Ramchal discusses at some length in the Das Tzunos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create Olam Hazeh with all sorts of chesronos, giving us the opportunity to accomplish this role. It's like giving us room to grow, giving us room. There's plenty of work for us to do. There's plenty that needs fixing within ourselves and in the world. And those are our goals, and those are our opportunities to grow and to create and to create our Olam Haba while we're here in Olam Hazeh. So ultimately, it's Chav de Hashem that He created an imperfect world perfectly. Perfect God chose to, for the sake of our ultimate betterment, to put us into what's now an imperfect world. At the same time, the Gemara says, look, it would have been simpler for us. It would have been Noach. It would have been more immediately enjoyable. It would have been simpler. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to put us in Olam Hazeh first. A world full of nishonos, a world full of challenges and opportunities. So how do we position ourselves to best take advantage of the opportunities of Olam Hazeh and create an Olam Haba and create an ultimate lasting value? So, step one is Yefash Beish and Mashmash. Step one is the Zehirus. So that's the Gemara in Erevin. And now the Ramchal says, but it's not just telling us that the Zehirus is critically important. There's nuance here. The Tirush Shnei HaLashonos Kim Shnei Azharas Tavos Yosnod. Ramchal says, you have to realize that the pair of phrases, Yefash Beish or Yemashmash, those are actually two separate, but related instructions, both very useful, both very important. What do they mean? It says, what does it mean to lefashpe? Lefashpe is to search. Lemashmesh or lemashesh is to feel or to touch. So what's with the two different metaphors, two different descriptions of searching ourselves, sitting down to make a chesh benefesh? He says, Pishpush, Lefash Pish, so searches. Pishpush, Pramasim, Lachkar, Kal, Masim, in paragraph Ches, the Safari edition. It's to investigate, to sit down myself and to ask myself questions. Where have I been? What have I done? Hanim to the Hemas, Mishaloy, also. Have I done things that are wrong? I did have this. Ainam Hochim al Pi, Mishashem Behukav. It is in violation of the Tarek Mitzvah. I realize, you know, it can be Vayam Haver, it can be Vayam Lamakam. Maybe I sit down and realize, think about, you know, think about breakfast over the last week. Think about Tuesday's breakfast, last Tuesday, last Wednesday, last Thursday, where was I? Sunday, Kiddush for Shabbos. You know what? Like 3 or 4 times I didn't make a burger of Hashem. I ate way more than a kazais. I drank more than a revius. No burger of Hashem. No. I just did the wrong thing. Not maliciously. I wasn't focused, wasn't paying attention, got distracted, but it's happening too often. Even once is too often, and this is even more than once. I know there's a gap. I think about a particular person whom I have a difficult relationship. So I've encountered him 3 times, I've encountered her 3 times in the last month, and I think to myself, how did those go? I may realize I did the wrong thing. I did that. I was insulting. Right, it's like Lashon Hara. Maybe someone who, in whose presence I'm encouraged to speak crudely, to make crude jokes, to violate an evil pet. I did the wrong thing. I did this. There's a hole here. There's a hole. I didn't say my special also. That's just the most basic level of cheshbon nefesh. Did I do the mitzvahs? Have I avoided others? Or the mitzvahs I just haven't done? I davened early ma'ariv, but I just didn't say Kriya Shema. I have to recite P'tir V'Hagas of Kriya Shema, after Sefer Kochavim, from a kind of mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shalavas. B'shach B'chah Gevalt. I think, you know, the last week I davened early ma'ariv several times, I still left that Kriya Shema. It just wasn't there. There's something missing. I admit that I haven't done, I bear that I haven't done, just wrong. I need to strategize. If I notice that there are things that are just missing, things are just off, wrong, can I get in? I need to strategize, how am I going to make a significant change? Then he says there's level two. That's level one. Level one is pishmush. Level two is mishmush. What does it mean to feel? What's the meaning of that metaphor? So imagine you're going through clothing. You want to make a clothing donation during this month of December. You're going through clothing. What are you keeping? What are you not keeping? You have shirts. You have T-shirts. You want to... So you might be looking at the end of camp. Kids are packing up at the end of camp. You want to see which T-shirts is bringing home or which T-shirts are just beyond repair. So when you're looking to test the quality of clothing... So one thing you might do is just hold up to the light, just look at it with your eyes and see, are there holes? Are there holes? Are those holes fixable? Are those holes not fixable? But you're looking for holes. There's another type of checking where you're not just looking for holes, but you're feeling it. You're going to take a T-shirt and feel it. So you're not just looking for holes, you're looking for spots where the fabric might still be there, but it's worn thin. No longer strong. It's not going to hold much longer. That's mishmash. That's to check by feeling. Take a look at paragraphs Tes and Yud. Ahamishmush, Mishmush is the second degree. Hakira afilu matzim tov matzim. To look carefully, to take stock of the things I did that were right. I talk it to the mitzvah. I talk a sidestep that here. Balach karveliro seish binyanam eiza pinyesha lo tovim. I did the right thing, but maybe there was an angle that I'm not proud of. It was a motivation that was not the holiest. Eiza chelet ra. Right, there's a bad part to it. Chief Tarech Lahasiro Olivaro. I need to improve the quality of my mitzvah. I said Barnafashos, but my brain wasn't there. I showed up for the Kibbutz, you know. So Chata had parents. I showed up to help out, but, you know, it was pretty clear I wasn't excited. Right, I did what I needed to do. I showed up, I drove them, I did this and that, but enthusiasm wasn't there. So I did the mitzvah, but the quality is lacking. That's mishmash. I think paragraph here. It's like you're feeling a piece of cloth. You're feeling the shirt. Not just looking for holes, but looking even the part of cloth that's intact. Is it good and strong, or it's there, but it's shvach? It's there, but it's weak. It's worn. The quality is poor. That's what you need to check your mouth. Not only to see are there mitzvahs I just left out, are there avers that I've committed, but even I'm doing the right thing, to take stock of the quality of my shmiras and mitzvahs. That's to do it, but to do it right. And now he wraps up. And he needs to look around and see what he's doing. As Maisim, it's like look at particular actions and think about long-term paths, long-term trajectories. Where am I headed? And says the goal is to so that over time, it's not going to happen overnight, but over the course of weeks and months and years and decades, ultimately I begin to drop. Bad habits, I begin to drop bad meals, culturally I have ambitious, certainly, to get rid of the actual ma'aseh aveira. So what the Ramchal has given us so far, in the opening section of the third parak, is a set of three pairs. Together really give us a sense of, make practical, what does it mean to become an Adam Zahir? A pair of questions, a pair of contexts, both in terms of rational, spiritually enlightened decision making, and in terms of regular cheshbon nefesh, and 2 degrees of the question, to demand of myself to do the right thing and not to do the wrong thing, fish push, and then to go further, to be more ambitious, to demand of myself better quality, not to be content, not to rest on my laurels and say, I'm doing it, it's just not social. I'm avoiding the utter preaches. I'm avoiding the worst. But to ask myself was, what can be better? How can I polish the mitzvah? How can I polish my avera avoidance? And now the Ramchal is going to open up a new movement here in Perek Gimel, and he's going to make one point which will lead him to some fascinating digressions. I think I've mentioned in the past that the Ramchal, you get the impression, even though the Sefer is incredibly well organized, tightly organized, like what Chafko Sarna writes in his introduction to his edition of Mitzvos Hasharim with the Yunim, Chafko Sarna points out the many similarities between the Rambam's Mishnah Torah and Ramchal, to the Rambam and Ramchal's people, between the two Sarim. Well, one of the notable points is a tight sense of organization, and this idea of taking Pesukim and Marash Azaf throughout Tarash Fasam, Tarash Alpeh, are scattered in different places and putting them all into a tightly organized scheme. But at the same time, there is a tightly organized scheme. Ramchal also seems, you get the impression that there were different topics, digressions you wanted to have, certain side essays that you want to talk about, didn't actually fit anywhere directly into the framework, the rubric of the Rufinus Binyar's Mida, so he found opportunities to slide in it. And the first one is coming up. It's going to have to do with several metaphors, the metaphor of darkness and the metaphor of the corn maze. But it begins with the following practical point. In addition to the 3 pairs, let's close with the last couple of paragraphs. Let's take a look at these beijing gimel yudalot in paragimel. He says, in addition to the 3 pairs, the pair of questions, ideal and the real, and the pair of contexts, the prospective decision-making, the retrospective cheshbon nefesh, and the pair of degrees, the pishpush and the more ambitious mishmush, he says, we haven't spoken about frequency. How often are you doing this? It says, Ramchal's suggestion is make it a daily habit. You have to figure out how you make time for that. But yes, he thinks the gold standard is daily game. You're running a significant business. Yeah, let things just say you're constantly have your finger on the pulse. Well, my only always calculate. So things don't go south, and if they do, you know right away, and you can immediately rectify it. And the Yikbe Itam Hashal says that. I said, not only do you want to be doing this very frequently, but you want it to be in the grid. You want it to be part of the schedule, part of the routine. Shloye Mashkalo, all right, that's just, you know, whenever you have time, here and there, willy-nilly, the Kri is Gadol. To be as organized, as methodical as possible. And you know why, he says? Because it generates so much growth can flow from this. So much insight can flow from this. So it's worth investing the time, the focus, the mental energy, the emotional energy. And let's close with a Mamar Chazal that we'll leave hanging for next time. He says, you know, Chazal, tell us, I'm just telling you how incredibly important the view is. Take a look at this Gemara of Basra. Paragraph Yudalad. Al Kenyo Ramoshon Bo Cheshbon. The Gemara is commenting on the Pasuk in the Shira that follows the victory against Sichon's forces in the northern part of what we would call Jordan, the northern part of Eifat Yarden. Sichon was a Canaanite king against whom Moshe leads the Jewish army, and they rout Sichon, they rout Og, and Sichon was Sichon's country had its capital at the city of Cheshbon. The pasuk says, "Okay, Yom Moshe Bo Cheshbon." The Shira that Klal Yisrael sing, the pasuk says that Moshe say, "Let's come to Cheshbon." Pichuto means that the politically influential leaders had up until this point said, we got it, let's meet a Cheshbon. Sichon is careful because Cheshbon had been, if Sichon had been a powerful king, Cheshbon had been a politically important place. And well, marvelly, Chazi Hashem, he enabled the Jewish army to overtake this powerful place, this powerful sovereign government. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Okay, you're emotional, the Yitzram. We're not talking about political leaders merely. We're talking about people who are the greatest guru of all, Mishnahos, people who have been kovash the Yitzhar, people who have been successful at self-control. They say, Bo Cheshbon, come not only to the city of Cheshbon, but let's come to the concept of calculation. Which calculation? Bo Hashem Cheshbon Shalom. Let's make the cosmic calculation. Hefzed Mitzvah Keneged Schara, Schara Veira Keneged Hefzedah. There's often a short-term cost to doing a mitzvah, emotional cost, social cost, financial cost. It's difficult. But weigh that against the cosmic value, the eternal value of the schar of the mitzvah, and weigh the immediate benefit of doing a veira against the cosmic long-term loss of doing a veira. Certainly good advice. Certainly the beginning of a cheshbon nefesh. But the question we leave hanging is, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, you know, tzaddikim, successful tzaddikim recommend you put on film. Successful tzaddikim recommend you avoid lashon hara. Chumash says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says put on film. Kadosh Baruch Hu says avoid lashon hara. All of a sudden here, it's the Moshlim says this. Why the Moshlim? Why not Rebbe Moshlim tell us? This is what you need to do. It's not an ad for Tylenol. You need to hear that 3 out of 4 doctors we survey recommend Tylenol. It's a strange turn of phrase. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that the human tzaddikim recommend us. I'm going to pick up with that curiosity mitzvah next time. I'd be glad to pick up any questions.